Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, I like that. I like that. Hi, everyone. I'm Kate Thompson. Welcome to the Kay and Gus Show. This is on GoPro Radio Network, and we are on the Internet. We are the news, information, education, and global communication station of the nation, by the way. We do true news. I'm Kate Thompson, and Gus is under the weather, as we all know, and we've been asking for prayers for him. And, you know, we're hoping that he's going to be okay, and I'll be seeing him sometime tomorrow, and I will tell him about all the thank you messages that I've been receiving, you know, on my Facebook, and all from the GoPro Network family. Thank you so, so very much. You'd be surprised what this means, and I will let him know about it. I have been letting him know about all the things coming in, all the thank yous and the prayers coming in for him. So, and how do we do this? Give you news, information, education, and global communication station of the nation, by the way. How do we do this? We do constant research, as a matter of fact. And I confirm the information from our global communication recipients and constituents and our contact, our various news sources. And we invite you to listen to wherever you are and let us know what you want to know or what you care about. We care on the air about you and yours and mine, and we thank you for listening. We are you and you are us, so thank you for listening and responding. Thanks to my kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids. Bet you didn't know that, Della, and Della number one and number two, huh?
No.
Anyway, so from Virginia to New England to the islands to California, Arkansas, you name it, the Thompsons are here. African, Black African, and you know one thing? I just read the newest book. Finished it, though, by author and one of the most prolific writers on African-American history, you know, in the country, and he is Bill Katz. Do you know Bill Katz? You have that book over there. What's the name of it, Della number two?
Black Indians.
Yeah.
A Hidden Heritage.
Yeah. So, you know, you trace your roots back to Africa and then to what part of the South that your family came from, you know, because, you know, we all have African heritage, which is absolutely fantastic. Anyway, so I want to thank you to Ty Washington and the whole GoPro Radio Networks crew, production crew. They make this whole thing possible, everyone. And so that's why we can do the research and bring you programs of that have a lot of interest to them. And my guests tonight are two friends. As a matter of fact, Della Moses is here, and she's a real estate expert. I'm going to tell you more about her in a minute, but her daughter is also here. So Della Moses Walker, number one, and Della Walker Jr., number two. And I'm going to call them Della one and Della two. And I've known Della Moses Walker for a long period of time. Would you care to say how long?
Well, Kay, I...
Don't say.
I counted a long time. I counted so many years.
Give me a break.
It's been at least... 45 years.
Oh, boy. She did it now. You're telling on me.
45 wonderful years.
And they have
it's been a pleasure to know you.
I know. We have had some real serious fun over the years. It's because of you that a certain person who is a boxing promoter or what's his title?
His title is former... Commissioner, Boxing Commissioner of New Jersey.
Oh, really? And
yes.
His name is?
His name is Larry Hazard.
I'm
and
asking
he
Larry.
Operates. Oh, he operates. He operates a gym on Spruce Street in Newark.
Really?
A wonderful, wonderful gym, community
no
gym.
Uh huh.
And they have a big boxing ring there,
yeah.
And they have workout studio.
Yeah.
And I became aware because a senior citizen stopped me at the post office and said, "Honey, you ought to come over and." You ought to come over and train with us seniors over there. They have a trainer there called Poochie.
Poochie.
And he's training us senior citizens how to lift weights and and use the treadmill.
Oh, wait a minute. Senior citizen. I am not a senior citizen.
Well, no. This was a lady at the post office.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who stopped me at the post office and invited me,
excuse me.
To
I'm treading
join
on
her
oh, okay.
And the seniors.
Now she's insulted. Della number two.
No, she wasn't referring to you, Kay.
Okay.
Well, I was on the treadmill,
yeah.
And gee, they had these, you know, the
cinema
screens, yeah, you know, those screens, TV monitors on the wall, like they have in all the gyms, even for the senior citizen.
Here we go.
And I'm looking, and I'm just working out on the treadmill, and I look again, and I see this lady. Well, I see the kids on there jumping jump rope.
Those were adults.
No, those were kids. Oh. And then an adult jumped in. I said, I know that lady. And she kept jumping and looking cute. I said, that's Kay Thompson Payne.
That's moi.
That's Kay Thompson Payne jumping double dutch.
In Larry's gym.
In Larry's gym.
Uh-huh. Larry has his gym.
And Larry has his gym.
And he's encouraging people to jump rope using my video that when I was working for New Jersey Network Television. And we had to go out as correspondents to do the story. And so where did I go? Oh, I was interviewing Vi Hickenson.
Oh.
And that's how that happened. Because when I interviewed Vi at that time, she had a group of women who were like from their, I guess, 30s up. And they were jump rope champions. Excuse me. And they were performing all over the world, by the way. They were going different places. And so during this interview, I asked them, I said, how long would it take me to jump as well as you? And they laughed, ha, 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 ha. And they said, about 20 years. I said, really? No kidding. And the next thing you see is this clip of me, if you remember, and you see me jumping rope.
You were jumping rope, girl.
Everybody knows how to jump rope when you're little, and you never forget. It's like riding a bike. Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah. So they had to eat crow.
They had a lot of crow to eat, Kay.
But it was really fun, and I enjoyed being a correspondent for it. Was a show called In Black and White, and that was New Jersey Network Television. But let's get back to the problem at hand. Larry Hazard, if you are listening in, you will write me a check. No, I'm flattered. I'm really, really flattered that he would use that. It might be a good idea to get my permission. I'd like to know where he got the tape, but that's okay. But no, it's been on the air. But anyway, listen, thank you for coming, really. Let's get into what's happening here. You, Della Moses Walker, you're a broker and an associate, and Della Walker Jr., you're a real estate associate. And let me see, you tell me what you are, Della number two.
I am a certified distressed property expert. I specialize in short sales and foreclosures all over Essex, Union, and Middlesex County.
Mainly in New Jersey?
Mainly New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Della? Go ahead. You're the oldest. You see.
Well, I'm a...
We're going to listen, everyone, really. We have known each other for such a long period of time that is going to be a lot of laughing because I am so tickled to see Della. Della is one of my favorite people. She's like a member of my family. She knows me probably better than, a lot of people. And it's such a pleasure to have you here. Now, you're the expert.
Why, thank you.
And Della number two is second expert. Okay,
yes,
so
yes.
Tell people what you do, Della.
Well, I help people manage their real estate needs.
Mm-hmm.
Every real estate need is different.
Mm-hmm.
People purchase real estate for different reasons. And I sort of tune into what are their needs.
Mm.
And then as a team, we help them.
Then you help them, right?
Yes.
Right. So you buy and sell real estate also?
I also buy and sell real estate.
All right. Now let's get right to this. You know, in this economy, this is terrible for most people. So if someone is in the midst of losing their home, is there something that they can do to save it, or what do you have to know in order to, you know, deal with that particular person? And also, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give out the number just in case people have questions to ask, because really, you too are experts in this. And I want people to, you know, take full advantage of it because they do need this kind of information. So everyone, please take this number down, and we're going to open up the phone so that you can call with any question you have about real estate, buying, selling, foreclosing, saving, whatever, okay? And that number here for you to call here at GoPro Radio Network, by the way, it's growing faster and faster day by day. That number for you to call in is 323-679-0906. 323-679-0906. Once again, 323-679-0906. We're going to go for a break while you know, call in and get the phones ready, and then we're going to come back to some answers. And the whole show is going to be with Della number one and Della number two. Stay with us. We'll be right back, everyone.
For almost 6 years now, Black Agenda Report has been examining the world from a Black left perspective. We've made a lot of enemies and a lot of friends. And on October 12th, many of those friends will help us celebrate our 6th anniversary at New York's historic Riverside Church. We hope you'll join us for an evening with Dr. Cornel West and friends of Black Agenda Report. And you know that with Cornel West on hand, an inspiring time will be had by all. Now that's at Riverside Church in New York City on October 12th. Spend the evening with Dr. West and other brilliant movers and shakers, and with the Black Agenda Report team, including Glenn Ford, Bruce Dixon, Tony Montero, Margaret Kimberly, Nellie Bailey, Marsha Coleman Adebayo, Jemima Pierre, Jared Ball, and me, Ayana Nana Soul Jones. See you there.
Ayana Nana Soul Jones, I'm telling you, I'm going to try to make that. What a lineup. Wow. Okay, we will talk more about that later on in the program, and you're also going to be talking about it with Ayana when she comes up on her show. Ayana, this is Ayana and Jones, and she's going to be coming up in a little while. Let's get back to, talking about, what should people know about foreclosing or losing, or how do they say that? Anything that you want to, think is important right now for people to know?
Well, before we talk about foreclosure and losing a house, let's talk about real estate as something everyone should have, even those who don't have real estate.
Mm-hmm.
From this piece of land, from a piece of real estate, you may be surprised to hear me say you can generate 3 basic necessities of life. You can generate food, clothing, and shelter. It's a very versatile investment. And how would you do that? Let's go back to when cotton was king and clothing was made of cotton. We planted row crops on our farms. Today, we plant patio tomatoes on our decks and cucumbers on our patios.
And what else did we do?
Well, we look at the real estate investment.
Mm-hmm.
As a way to say, well, how can we make it work for me?
Mm-hmm.
How can we make it work for my family? What can we do?
For instance, I would like to buy a couple pieces of property. What do I do first? I have to have money first.
First, you have to have money.
Okay. If I don't have money, is there any way I can get loans or anything like
that?
It's called
OPM, other people's money.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, you have to have a good credit source,
mm-hmm,
to develop money.
What if I don't have a good credit source?
We have to. Everybody has their go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And let me let Dee talk about that.
Certain cities that have been identified as urban redevelopment centers have grants available where you can apply for a down payment assistance grant in order to purchase a first home. I know, for instance, Newark, East Orange, Irvington, some of the major cities in southern New Jersey also offer these programs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're limited on capital, if you can show that you have a pattern of saving but just don't have quite enough for your down payment, you can apply to the cities directly for a it's a grant program, and it's usually a loan given that's forgivable in 5 years. Or so.
Really? Now, you say apply to the city. Under what department is that? Housing department?
It's usually the housing and redevelopment department.
In any city, they have that kind of thing. Okay.
Most urban cities have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the American Dream Initiative Program.
Ah. Now, that is for what? That's to encourage people to buy houses or what?
To buy houses in these communities that have been identified as needing some type of redevelopment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what kind of qualifications do you have to have? I mean, you have to have fairly good credit. Can you go in without good credit? Because a lot of people don't have good credit.
Yes. And what they do is they have a first-time home buyers counseling program. And
a vast virus database has been.
And within this program, you can set up a credit counseling service with a nonprofit organization. And the nonprofit will work with you to help rebuild your credit.
Mm-hmm.
And once your credit is at a place where you can get this program, usually about a 620 or 640.
What does that mean, 620 or 640?
On your FICO score goes anywhere from, I believe it ranges from
What's
5.
What's a FICO score?
It's the credit rating that you get from the credit bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, and they all score you within generally between 400 and 800 is just a bit, you know, the average range of scores. So if you have a 620, you're deemed to have moderate credit. It's not great, but it's moderate, and it's good enough to get you a mortgage around a 620 or a 640. So your credit doesn't always have to be pristine, but they do want to see that you've made on-time payments for the past 12 months.
What if you are renting and you're to the point where you want to buy, or say that you already have a home and you want to buy another? How important is it? I mean, what kind of credit? Do you have to have pristine credit or what?
You don't have to have pristine credit,
mm-hmm.
and they are credit substitutes. Let me share a story with you. When I started in real estate, there was a young lady had no credit. She lived at home with her parents.
Okay.
This young lady was so sincere. She had to buy a house. She wanted to move away, you know, be out on her own. But she had no credit established. So my dad told me when I started in real estate, it's not that we don't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can make the client qualifiable.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the young lady, what do you do with your money? She says, well, and what do you do with your life? She says, I go to church, and that's about all I do. I participate in church activities. I said, do you tithe? She said, yes. I said, is your church on computer? She said, yes. I said, well, bring me your tithing statement. So I gathered her tithing statement. I asked her
that
for
that means the money that you're giving in church, for those people who don't know. Okay.
Every week, she's put money in the church.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And her church had a computerized record of it.
Yeah.
And so I use that as the basis of this young woman's credibility. And here's a young woman that gives every week to an organization.
So she has established credit by doing that.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that people could use that.
Well, it's called qualifiable.
You're smart.
Oh, I take after you.
Thank you. No, but I really didn't know that. And I know a lot of people listening in right now did not know that. Because the majority of our people, I can't say majority, but great numbers of our people, you know, go to church and they will put money in that church when that, you know, when that, what's the name, little tray comes around. You know, sometimes if you're embarrassed, you sneak it to the next person. But if the minister's looking at you, you better not sneak in it, then you better put something in there.
Also,
but that is a record. So you can use that as an establishment of your possible credit. In other words, you do this every week. So therefore, that makes you a good risk. Is that it?
It establishes a pattern of your giving.
Okay. Okay.
And how you handle money.
Wow. Whoa. The number for you to call to find out more information about this, everyone, is, where is the number? It's 323-679-0906. 323-679-0906. 323-679-0906. Say I am a student and I'm in college. Della, number two, listen, I'm in college. I'm a junior. I want to start saving toward my first house immediately. What can I use? I can use that church record. That's number one. Are there any other things I can use, or I should start, you know, thinking about things if that's my goal to get a house? And is it important to get a house? I mean, why don't I go into an apartment?
You know, purchasing a home is a very big step. And I think starting out in college with the plan in mind is very important.
Mm-hmm.
In college, you know, the credit card companies are always on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So our recommendation, I know when I first went away to college, my mother told me, be very mindful of your credit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the thing what you can do is, as a junior in college, is apply for your first credit card, manage it, and be very methodical.
Manage
about
it, meaning pay your bills on time.
Pay it before the due date.
Okay, because then you're establishing.
Pay it in full.
Okay.
Don't pay the minimum. If you buy something with the credit card, don't buy it because you don't have the money. Buy it because you're establishing credit. And you take your money and you pay it off in full.
Wow.
That way you are not paying extra interest charges.
I see. I see. But you are establishing a record.
You're establishing a credit record, and you want to use it and pay it and use it and pay it. And as you use it and pay it, you're developing a credit history.
I hope my grandchildren are listening to this, and great-grand, thank you very much. But this is serious, because you can start saving and establishing credit just in case you wanted to get a house. If you wanted to, you know, buy a home or something, or, you know, you want to establish record for, you know, your apartment.
Yes, and even with a cell phone, I mean, we underestimate the power of the cell phone bill. A lot of times we find that people don't realize that they report directly to these credit agencies. So if you get a cell phone in your name at a very early age, it's important that you pay that bill on time.
Yeah, okay.
And keep it in good standing.
Well, you know, most people do, because if not, you know, the cell phone companies cut you off right away, right?
They will sniff you.
Yeah, yeah. So you're more or less forced to establish, you know, and you don't even know it.
And you don't know
it. Wow, isn't that fascinating? And what else?
What else, as a student or even as an adult, we oftentimes underestimate the power of savings accounts at your local bank. Yes, banks are no longer paying 16% interest on a $100 minimum like they did back in the early 80s. They're paying 0.016. I can't even say it. It's such a low amount of money that they're paying interest on your savings account. However, look at it this way. Get into the habit of saving. And when you get your coins together, put them in the bank.
Okay.
And just watch them grow.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking for interest on your savings now. We're looking for a little bit of growth.
Okay. Listen, Tati is going into college soon.
Yes.
Tati 1, Tati 2, you know, Ty's children. Now, did you hear what Della 1 and Della 2 said about even establishing a credit card? Because once you pay your bills on the credit card, get a credit card. And once you pay your bills and you're continuing to pay your bills, you are establishing a line of credit?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Did you hear what she said about cell phone? Your cell phone the same way. You have to pay money for your cell phone, right? Or does your father pay for you? Don't answer that. Anyway, but even if you pay for your cell phone, that is establishing a line of credit.
Really?
Do you go to church? Okay. Well, say if you went to church, come on, Tati, you know how to do this. She also does her own show, you know. But, you know, if that's a way of establishing credit for, just in case you wanted to buy a house if you were in college or right out of college, you have established a line of credit.
Wait, so can you go into detail about what establishing credit means? Like, what does that do for you exactly?
Yes. Establishing credit is building what we call a good credit history. It's a history of that you pay your bills on time every month. And credit histories stay with you they can stay with you a lifetime. But, you know, negative things stay on about 7 years. But your credit history is your foundation for just a lender giving you money for just about anything. Student loans, mortgages, cars, they all use the same credit reporting system to grant you money or to lend you money.
So ultimately, this is like a good thing, and this is something they don't tell us about, but
it's a good thing if you use it as a good thing.
Oh.
It's not such a good thing if you use it to purchase items that you want that you don't need and that money you just don't have. Then it becomes a bad thing and it becomes an albatross. It comes back to haunt you.
Because later on you would not be able to have a line of credit that would enable you to buy a car. Now, I mean, the heck with the house right away, but, you know, I was jumping, you know. But to buy a car, if you need a car, well, New Yorkers don't need cars anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
New Yorkers don't need cars anyway, right?
Borrow more money.
Yeah, to borrow money.
To extend your credit line.
Mm-hmm. So that's really important.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is good to know.
I'm telling you.
Starting off for college.
Right. See, she's going in, and so she needs this information. So the college students out there, it's important for you when you have your credit card, when you're paying your cell phone, any bill that you're paying on your own, because you know college students will have to pay a bill or two on their own.
Yes.
All right? So, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. See that?
You're quite welcome.
Wow. If there's anyone out there who wants to know a little bit more information about establishing your credit. Now, we're talking about buying and selling homes. So, therefore, this is early establishing credit.
Early establishing credit and early establishing.
And not even knowing that you're doing that if you're tithing in church, you know?
Let's remember that saving is also important, too.
Saving. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll give you another example. Saturday, my grandson, I have a 15-year-old grandson and a 2-year-old grandson.
Mm-hmm.
15-year-old came over and did a little work. And I said, here's a big coffee can full of coins that I've been saving. Take out all the nickels and dimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we took out all the nickels and dimes. I said, we're going to take them over to the City National Bank,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to open a savings account. And he had a you know, several. He had a nice little piece of change. He had $11 in nickels and dimes.
And he was able to open up that account.
Well, I opened it up. He had to have $50.
Yeah.
But he saw that with the 50, he put in the 11.
Mm-hmm.
Next week when he comes over, we're going back to the City National Bank, and we're going to do the same. We're going to take out the quarters and the pennies this time.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to see how much money he can put in. And everyone has coins. They just throw coins.
Yeah.
So roll up your coins. Get them into the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great source of starting your savings account for your home.
Isn't that something?
And college students, save your money.
Or your car. Now, you know, kids, you know, they're going to want a car outside of New York City.
Don't, you know, just take a handful of coins to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's $3 or $4. Once you put the $3 or $4 in your savings account, it's there waiting for the next $3 or $4 to join it.
Yeah. I got you. My mom did that also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were, you know, wrapping up pennies all the time.
Yes.
But listen, now let's jump.
Okay, let's
all
jump.
Right, all right, we've gone through school. I mean, we have this credit line that we're establishing, even if we don't know that we've established it. Even a lot of people don't even know that they could use this, that you could use your credit in your church just for paying your tithes in church.
It's called supplemental.
Supplemental. Okay.
It's a supplement to what the other requirements are.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, by the way, I have an established pattern here.
Yeah.
Of donating to my church every week.
Yeah. And that means something. That's establishing a credit line.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to church Sunday morning. Believe me, the minister is going to be in shock.
Oh, well, be clear. We're not establishing a credit line, Kay.
Uh-huh.
What we're doing is showing a pattern, a history of giving.
I'm going to tell them that I have the information for the church, so, you know, don't treat me badly here, you know. But anyway, this is fascinating. What about now for people who are on the verge of losing their home?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're... have missed a mortgage payment or you think you're about to miss a mortgage payment. So often we find that people don't answer the phone for the mortgage company. My advice, pick up the phone and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of different programs available. There's an affordable refinance program where if your credit is still good, you can refinance your loan. There's a modification program available.
What's a modification program?
In a modification program, generally it's for, you know, homeowners who are a couple months behind. And the mortgage company will work with you to forgive the missed payment, reestablish your loan with a new payment plan and possibly a new interest rate.
So all you have to do is ask.
Ask.
If you are in a bind, if you haven't paid your mortgage payment for about 3 months and you're on the verge of losing your house, don't just sit there and do nothing. You know, call, ask, and find out exactly what you can do about it.
There are agencies out here to help, a lot of designated counseling agencies to help homeowners in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Go
mm-hmm.
to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you can go on the computer and just Google, you know, I need help, da 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 da.
They can go to their mortgage site.
Mortgage site.
If they have Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they have information directly on all of their websites.
Any bank, in other words.
Any bank lending a mortgage has a place on their site where you can just click on it and it'll walk you step by step on the different steps to take for your specific situation.
And there's nothing to be afraid of when you talk to the person at the bank. I know a lot of people are afraid. You know, I often tell the story of, you know, me wishing for $1 million. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
I won't tell you. It's a little bit long right now, but I was wishing for $1 million and got it in my account. Really? Seriously? I told the story. I'll tell you about it later. And anyway, it's a long story, but it did get in my account. $998,000 got in my account. And
I'm curious now, Kay.
I know. Well, I was reading this book called The Art of Visualization. It said, the lady in there said, you know, if you want something badly enough, you see it, you feel it, you think it, you taste it, you know, da 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 da. Okay. And she was giving an example of one man came to her and said, listen, I need money, you know, what should I do? She said, count out the money every single night. See it, feel it, taste it, da 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 da, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay. So he did, and he got the $20. This was like in 1920s or something, right? So she said, see it, feel it, da-da-da-da-da. So I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. So every night I started counting out $900,000. It got to be too long. I wasn't getting any sleep. So then I decided that I'm going to count with 20s. That was still long. So then I decided, well, I'm going to start, you know, $100 bills. Okay, I did. So I didn't get much sleep. But after about 4 or 5 months, you know, I was wishing for $1 million. Woke up this morning, and you know how you call your checking account? Because you know you haven't put any money in there. You know there's none in there, but you're hoping. And you think by some miracle it's going to appear. So call it, dial it, you know, your balance is $998,090-something. And, of course, I didn't believe it. Called it again, same thing. Called it again, same thing. Called Gus, I said, guess what I have in my account? No, first of all, it was the Bank of America. I called Dorothy Taylor down at the Bank of America in New York. I said, I said, Dorothy, would you please, you know, just check my checking account? She said, $998,000, something cents. I said, all righty. So I said, well, can you do it again? She did it again. She said, I said, Dorothy, that is not my money. And she said, it's in your account. Okay. This is a true story. I have the banking documents because I've saved them.
Yeah.
I put them on the wall in the dance studio, you know, just so people would believe me. Anyway, so come to find out, you know, a friend of mine whose name starts with M-A-L said to me, I call him, this is an old buddy of mine. And I said, Mal, now he knows. I said, Mal, look, I got this money in account. What do I do? He said, let's go to Europe. Gus said, don't you dare get that money out of your account because they'll put you dealing with drugs. So eventually what had happened, you know, was that I called Dorothy again. And she said, let me trace this. I said, it's not my money, you know, although I wanted it very badly. But see, I wished for it. All right. I follow the art of visualization, and I have used that technique over and over again, and believe me, it works. You know, and you have to say at the end.
We have to tweak it, though.
Yeah, we have to tweak it a little bit, but I didn't have to tweak. I just visualized something, and I visualized it and see it and taste. That's how I got my Porsche, by the way. Ooh. Wanted it and got it. But anyway, what had happened was there was a bank in South Africa. They were sending money to a publishing company in New York City. And they made one digit mistake, and it ended up in my account. Okay? And it took a couple weeks for them to get the money out. And during that time, I was nervous. I thought I was going to jail. But that's a true story. And that really happened. So, you know, but I guess I can't do that anymore. I might have used up my favors, huh?
No.
But anyway, so tell us more about, you know, where were we? We were on the edge of foreclosure or something and saving. How do you save your home? All right. You say you lost, you didn't pay 3 mortgages, and you can call the bank and talk to somebody. And by the way, they're very open and they will talk. They'll talk about anything, you know, so yeah.
They'll send you out a package and just be very diligent about filling out that package. You know, dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure that you send the information and make copies of everything you send.
Make copies of everything that you send. Okay.
They often lose things.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to.
Well, what about the computer now? I mean, you know, we're into a paperless society. Are you saying still do paper copies or what?
I still do paper copies.
Okay.
I do about, I want to say on average about 40 short sales a year.
Uh-huh.
And
what does a short sale mean?
A short sale is in this current market, homes are, a lot of people owe more on their mortgage than what the house is worth.
Yeah. You might have heard the term upside down on your mortgage. An upside down mortgage.
Sounds like my life. Go ahead.
Let's say the house is worth $300,000. Mm-hmm. But your mortgage.
$300,000.
The house is worth $300,000, but you owe $600,000 on it.
Because of
the economy. The economy just went zoop.
Yeah.
And all of the real estate prices fell, the values.
Mm-hmm.
So you owe more than the house is
How
worth.
Do you owe more than the house is
you
worth?
You purchased a house at, let's say, $700,000.
In the boom, in the real estate
in
boom.
In the real estate boom,
the property
yeah.
value shot to the roof.
Uh-huh.
You know, they went through the roof. You know, homes that originally were purchased for $200,000 were up to $600,000.
Yeah.
And homes were selling and mortgages were given out, you know, for $600,000, $700,000 on these homes that are now worth.
And then the economy hit, so what? What happened then?
So as the economy tanked, the economy went down around 2008, we saw a sharp decline in property values.
Mm-hmm.
This decline in property values has impacted the nation
as
a whole.
So what did that do to your house?
It devalued your home. So where you have a mortgage of $600,000, your home may be worth anywhere between $300,000 and $500,000, just depending on where it's located and what the market is doing. So a short sale says to the bank, listen, I need to sell my home for whatever reason. You could have an economic hardship. You may need to move, you know, because your job is relocating. You could have had a medical hardship.
So now you're at a point where you want to sell the house. So what do?
You have to sell. So as realtors, we market the house just as we would a traditional sale.
Mm-hmm.
We get an offer, and the offers generally are
closer. So you call a marketer. You call someone like you who has expertise in it.
Yes, you call a real estate
agent. Your mother, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let you figure it out.
We will figure it out. We'll tell you exactly what we feel your home is worth in this current market.
And what you can get.
What you can get. And we
what you need and so forth and so on.
Everything. So once we have an offer from a buyer,
mm-hmm.
the buyer submits the offer. And then we go to the bank and we say, listen, bank, the house is worth $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have an offer for $300,000.
Okay.
However, our mutual client owes $600,000.
So all is not lost.
All is
Don't
not lost.
Try to do it yourself. Don't sit there and figure out night after night after night, you know, how you get out of this monetary jam that you're in. Call your local real estate dealer. Call Della at what number?
973-637-0038.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
973-637-0038.
All right. Now let's give that number again slowly. 973-637-0038. 0038 to talk to Della Moses.
Walker and
Walker.
We're a team.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So in other words, you call that one number and, you know, you get two for one, really, right?
You do.
You get
the
really
expertise
great.
And the experience.
Also, now, you know, that leads me into what I'm involved in right now. And I think I told you about Legal Shield. Now, somewhere along the line, you're going to need an attorney to put the loose ends together. And that's when, you know, people can join Legal Shield. I've been in it since 1980-something. And I'm going to be going for a break right now, but I'm going to also tell people that they can also, you know, have lawyers inexpensively, and they're going to be seeing commercials for Legal Shield. And here we are right here, so I'm going to give out my number so people can call me about that. And we will be right back because we're going to take a break, everyone. Stay with us. I'm Kay Thompson here on the Kay and Gus Show, okay? We'll be right back.
For almost 6 years now, Black Agenda Report has been examining the world from a Black left perspective. We've made a lot of enemies and a lot of friends. And on October 12th, many of those friends will help us celebrate our 6th anniversary at New York's historic Riverside Church. We hope you'll join us for an evening with Dr. Cornel West and friends of Black Agenda Report. And you know that with Cornel West on hand, an inspiring time will be had by all. Now that's at Riverside Church in New York City on October 12th. Spend the evening with Dr. West and other brilliant movers and shakers, and with the Black Agenda Report team, including Glenn Ford, Bruce Dixon, Tony Montero, Margaret Kimberly, Nellie Bailey, Marsha Coleman Adebayo, Jemima Pierre, Jared Ball, and me, Ayana Nana Sol Jones. See you there.
Okay, we are back, everyone. We are back. I'm Kay Thompson, and this is the Kay and Gus Show. And I said before I was going to give an update on Gus. Gus is hanging in there, and he is. We hope that everything is going to be well. I will be seeing him tomorrow. There's a tribute for him, you know, a week ago down at New Jersey Performing Arts Center, and that was given by a Chamber of Commerce organization, which really did a very fine job, by the way. And it was really good. Gus could not attend because of the fact that he was not well enough to attend. And I'll be giving you updates on. I really want to thank everyone for, you know, the wonderful messages of prayers and whatnot, which I have asked for on the website and on my Facebook. And my Facebook you can reach by going to KAE Thompson, THOMPSOM. That's KAE THOMPSON. And you can use that, you know, to, you know, send a prayer for Gus. We certainly would appreciate it. And I want to really thank so many people who have done this already, including Ty Washington and Shauna and Ayana, better known as me. Her name is Ayana, so I call her I. Then I just shorten it and call her me. And Shauna, lovely Shauna. And Ty Washington with his whole family and the crew here at you know, GoPro Radio Network. And you all know this is a brand new network, and it is growing by leaps and bounds, all kinds of interesting information, fascinating information. I'd like to tell people that I'm going to be calling Bill Katz, and we're going to be talking about his latest book, Black Indian. He's done so many different books. I'd like to thank Russell Bomar. Russell was on last week, and he was giving a lot of information. He is a businessman from Brooklyn, and he has a has been doing so much for the community. He was a what he owned a clothing store and a number of other things, construction company, and he also has a group of young men, boys for you know the basketball team, and I think it's the Hornets basketball team. I have to look that up. But anyway, you can get in touch with Russell Bomar about his basketball team for the young men in Brooklyn by calling 347-605-0715. That's 347-605-0715. And in order to get in touch with Della Moses, number one, and Della Moses, I can't say Della Moses, number one, and number two, but Della Moses Walker and her daughter, you can call that number
973-638-0038. That's 973-638-0038.
Okay, there we go. Okay. And this is some serious stuff. Really, I'm finding out things that I didn't even know before. Well, which is a whole lot about real estate. But anyway, how people can really save their homes by, you know, talking to people at the bank. Talking to people where you're doing that loan from. Are loans readily available? Are they available? They just have to talk to people. What, you know, one thing I know that people can call the United Way also. And I think that the United Way might be a national organization. I'm not sure, but they can also call them. I know that, for instance, they have a program that a young lady is teaching. She is a budgetista. And I forgot her name. We're going to be having her on the air. And she tells you all about your finances and how to budget yourself so that you actually save money, because so many of us waste money.
Yes.
Terribly. You know?
On the little things.
On the little things. Absolutely. Yeah. And we can take those item by item. And she will show you how you can take this course, a free course offered by United Way. Hey, you guys going to pay me for advertising, by the way? But I know, see, my daughter's taking it. And it's wonderful. And I've, you know, when I was on LIB, I always like to give out information that people could use. I know that I was always getting the books on scholarships, you know, from Donald, you know, my brother-in-law, Congressman Donald Payne, who passed not just recently. We would get a whole lot of information on educational programs, scholarships all over the country. And he would give me that information, and we in turn would give it out on the air because people needed it.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah, because it was a big book like this, and I mean, there was so much money available in education, and I think there still is, so you need to call the United Way. You need to call the United UNCS, United Negro College telethon people. Mm-hmm. That's UNCF, I think, the United Negro College telethon, or UNCF, United Nations Educational Fund, I think it is. Also call Essence Magazine. Every year around Christmas, Essence Magazine has a list of scholarships, okay? And I used to give out that number all the time. So you can call us, Essence Magazine. You want to pester them? Of course, pester them. They don't mind, you know, because the fact that they have some interesting and really some darn good information in there, as do Black Enterprise. Hey, you guys, you know, pay me some advertising money here, you know. But anyway, things that, you know, you can really use, you really have to, you know about. So there we have it. But I like this. You'll have to come on again. Now, what about this haven't we touched on yet?
Well, speaking about organizations that help, anyone who's in...
By the way, the United Way Foundation, by the way, once you take this course by Budgetista, and I forget the young lady's name, you will... It's a six-week course. You go once a week. At the end of the course, you get money to start your own business.
That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah. And it's free. The course is free.
And this course will teach you how to run a business?
That's right.
That's fabulous.
It teaches you how to do your finances to, you know, put it into a business or whatever you want to do with it.
Paperwork is the key to financing.
Yeah.
Paperwork is the key to business. Paperwork is the key to real estate.
Yeah. She's going to be on the show.
Beautiful.
I'm going to have her on the show. So lots of other people. But anyway, now what else did you want to, you know?
For homeowners in distress, there's an organization called NACA, N-A-C-A.
N-A-C-A.
And they host events around the country where you can actually just go with your paperwork. And sometimes they do on-the-spot loan modifications for homeowners. If you can't find an event near you, just go online and apply directly through NACA, and they will help you with the modification process.
N-A-C-A. All you have to do is go online, Google it.
Google it. I believe it's www.naca.org.
www.naca.org.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's great. Okay. Now let's get to the other thing that we need to know that we haven't touched on yet. Because this is just the first session.
Yes.
By the way, I noticed that you were really going into a teaching thing there before, Della.
It runs in the blood.
I know. And how fine it is, too, you know, because such information is so great. But what else should we know about, you know, saving the houses, getting a house in this economy?
I mean,
first of all, you better vote for Obama.
You vote.
Hey,
vote. Yeah, that's el numero uno.
Yes, start
you know?
There.
And I can't figure out folks of ours who say don't vote for him. That's insane, because what is the alternative?
Not good.
All you have to think is what is the alternative? I mean, this is sheer. If you're doing this, if you're saying don't vote for him. My folks,
Obama has done a wonderful job. He saved GM.
Come on.
If you have less than $5 million in your bank account, you are the middle class.
You need to vote for him.
You need to vote
especially
for President
women.
Obama.
Especially women. If you want Medicare, Medicaid, you need to vote for him.
And just your right to choose.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You need to make sure that you check where what you're voting procedure is, because they have changed it in a few states. And a few states, they have been challenged by their state departments and changed it back. Because what was happening is that, you know, the Republicans, you know, wanted to really, you know, cut the voting. They really wanted to make it so hard for us to vote, minorities to vote, people of color to vote, Latinos, Asians. Yeah, you too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you won't vote, so they will get in. And then you will really see a mess. You know, women will not be able to get the medical care that they need. They will not be able to go to the doctors that they want. I'm telling you, talk about a mess.
Yes.
All righty.
Vote.
For those of us who are saying, you know, Obama is wrong, I'm sorry. There are two people that I'm absolutely amazed with, and that's Tavis Smiley and, you know, Professor Cornel West. I'm surprised at them. You know, why? What's the alternative? Are you for Romney? That's what it sounds like to me, because that's the only other alternative, okay? Anyway, so let's get back to the housing now.
Now is a perfect time to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although there's
really?
A lot, yeah, although there's a lot of talk about foreclosure rates, missed mortgage payments, the interest rates are at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could purchase a home anywhere between 3-4% on your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
With the couple that with low prices on the homes themselves, your mortgage payment would be less buying today than in the last 8 years.
Uh-huh. What about for seniors?
For seniors. I mean, there are different mortgage
suppose
programs.
Suppose you know there are seniors that don't you dare look at me.
Oh, I have to look at you. I have to share a story about Mr. Quinn.
Okay.
Mr. Quinn is a senior. He's 80 years old. And
God bless him.
Mr. Quinn bought in a development. Near me.
A development? Whole development?
Well, no, he bought a condo.
Oh, okay.
He bought a condo. We sold Mr. Quinn a condo.
Uh-huh.
We just guided him through the process because he was 80 or 82. And I want you to know, at the end of the day, Mr. Quinn closed on that one-bedroom condo,
no
one-level condo with a 30-year mortgage.
Well,
he was a happy camper. 80? He was 80 or 80.
He's going to live for 30 years?
Well, he got a 30-year mortgage, and he was happy.
So
it's okay for seniors to buy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they can always, you know, leave that to somebody.
We work with seniors. They downsize. They want things on one level.
No
kidding. Live on one
level. Yeah.
We've had a lot of clients lately looking for one-level condos, they work.
It's
a lot better than paying that big old mortgage on the big house where the, you know, once the kids are out the house.
In other words, they can sell that house and get another one on another level, and then, you know, it's not a lot of paperwork because you guys will do it for them, right?
Yes,
okay.
We will assist.
Okay. I've got 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I might want to cut him. Cut who? You got 2 minutes. Okay, don't understand. But anyway, shall we go for a break? Yes or no? Okay, we have to end the whole show in 3 minutes? Oh, okay. All right, so we have to end the show. You have to come back.
We will.
Okay. Okay, the number once more, get in touch with Dylan.
973-637-0038. 973-637-0038. 973-637-0038. And if you want to get a special report on buying a home in this current market, you can go to, you can email us at deendella@gmail.com.
Okay, we'll give that again also. Now, listen, everyone, this, I told you that you're going to be able to call me directly. Listen, the number for you to call, let's see, take my email number, or I'll tell you what.
This is for
get
legal?
In touch with me by Legal Shield, because I want them to have, you know, access to attorneys very inexpensively to do this, because if you follow the plan that you're going to give them at another time in a couple weeks, then we'll be able to, you know, also have an inexpensive attorneys for them that they can call on for anything. As a matter of fact, if you look in this book, you will see all these things. Now, you know, there are like about 800 people under me. So, and I've been doing this from 1980-something. This is Legal Shield. You can call, you know, write to me on my Facebook, if you will. It's K-A-E and then Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, and I will give you that information. I will email you right back. So if you, you know, write to me on the Facebook, it is K-A-E Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, on my Facebook, K Thompson. And that way you can get directly to me. All right, my full email address is my address, K-T-P, that means K Thompson Payne, K-T-P-N-J-9@AOL.com, K-T-P-N-J-9@AOL.com. That stands for K Thompson Payne, New Jersey 9@AOL.com. See you next Wednesday, everyone. It's more to come. God, this was a great program. Thank you for coming, Della.
Thank you, Kay.
Della.
It was a pleasure.
Oh, so much information for people. It's going to be archived. Go to my site. You can hear it over and over again. Okay.
For almost 6 years now, Black Agenda Report has been examining the world from a Black left perspective. We've made a lot of enemies and a lot of friends. And on October 12th, many of those friends will help us celebrate our 6th anniversary at New York's historic Riverside Church. We hope you'll join us for an evening with Dr. Cornell West and friends of Black Agenda Report. And you know that with Cornell West on hand, an inspiring time will be had by all. Now that's at Riverside Church in New York City on October 12th. Spend the evening with Dr. West and other brilliant movers and shakers, and with the Black Agenda Report team, including Glenn Ford, Bruce Dixon, Tony Montero, Margaret Kimberly, Nellie Bailey, Marsha Coleman Adebayo, Jemima Pierre, Jared Ball, and me, Ayana Nana Soul Jones. See you there.